If you were super rich overnight, or maybe you are now, but overnight, what is something you still would not want to spend money on? Some examples people gave were protection plans, you know, when you buy like a TV or a computer or whatever, designer clothes, gambling, etc. It could be anything mm-hmm. else. Let's go to Brandy. Brandy, what is something you would not spend money on, even if you were rich?
I was telling Brad, like, a fancy car, just because my grandfather got a little bit older and he bought one, and now, like, the repairs on that thing are outrageous.
What type of car was it?
It's a Bentley.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
But if you have repairs on it that are expensive, you're super ultra rich. It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, but he's still, like, he's one of those that's always been, like, tight with his money. And so now, like, the last couple of weeks, he's had it in and out of the shop, and that's all I hear is, oh, my gosh, the money I had to spend on this, the money I had to spend on that. And I'm like, well, if you wouldn't have bought the thing, you wouldn't have to spend the money.
That's right.
Yep.
A Bentley. Do you know how much
I can imagine the repairs. Like, a tire is probably $10,000.
Yeah. Oh, and guys, my four-year-old is in the back seat, and he told me to tell you guys good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's their name?
His name is Braxton.
Good morning, Braxton. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you, Brandy. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye. Let's look up brand new Bentleys.
Yeah.
Start at $400,000.
Oh, my God.
How rich is this guy?
Now, you can get a used one for $130,000.
Yeah, we don't know if he bought it new. But
oh, that's much better.
Dang, that's a lot of money.
I mean, to have all the bells.
You know, the expensive cars, when you buy them, like Bentleys, Maserati, the value drops unbelievable. You know, you can get a Maserati for almost the price of a Honda Accord new.
Oh, yeah, no. Because I remember my brother was into Maseratis for a while.
Yep.
But they saw, like, the price drops tremendously. He's like, if I'm getting one, it's going to be, like, 4 years old, and it was, like, $30,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I didn't know when that. You look up, like, your brakes have to be replaced, mm-hmm. it's, like, $10,000. Not kidding.
Oh, it's crazy.
And no,
you can't even get, you know how they call you about extended warranties all the time?
Uh-huh.
You can't even get one on a Maserati. It's not worth it to them.
Yeah, he said they have all sorts of issues.
Like, yeah. We're not going to offer any sort of warranty on this thing. Forget it.
The warranty would be as much as the car.
Mm.
All right, let's see. What are some things you would not spend money on, even if you were rich? Cassandra, go ahead.
Definitely certain name brand things like Lululemon I would absolutely never buy. And then like certain groceries, I prefer like some things I prefer being like Walmart brand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kirkland's a big one.
And there are, I mean, I feel like I could name probably 10 right off the bat, but things that you're like, nope, the Walmart brand, the Harris Teeter brand, the what Food Lion, whatever it is, those brands are better than the actual
Kirkland
name brand.
Kirkland is a lot of times better.
Oh.
Yeah.
At Costco makes you meet or exceed. And a lot of times, like when we had, when Everly was
young. Look at that jargon. I mean, love it and support it because I love Costco, but you're like meet
and
or exceed.
Well, I went on a deep dive, but like when we had diapers for Everly.
Yeah.
The actual diapers that were Kirkland brand were actually better than all the other brands. But when you look at who makes it, it's usually Pampers.
Yes, it's just like the Pampers made it for Costco.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, so you're still getting that. And I think that is also, isn't it, how it goes with some, with the name, like the generic brands too. They'll make them for specific stores.
Yes, the reason why they do that is because they know somebody's going to come out with a generic brand, so why not get that money too?
Sure.
It just shows you how cheaply they actually are making it.
Yeah, true. It's probably not the same thing, but you know, with like some of the luxury cars like a Lexus, but then there are lower models, Toyota
or the Venza, I think, or it was like the Toyota,
and Toyotas are great, mm-hmm. but it's like it's the same. Like you look at a Lexus and a Camry, they're kind of the same,
right?
But same, you know, maker and all that. Cassandra, that's something I actually would spend money on is clothes, but when I hear like somebody bought jeans for $500, that makes me sick to my stomach.
Or like a t-shirt,
like the Tom Cruise white t-shirts are like $1,000.
Yeah.
No.
I cannot.
I would spend more because I spend nothing on clothes now, but I would like to dress nicer, but I couldn't stomach the idea of something that outrageous.
Yeah. Even wearing it, like if you get it, somebody gives it to you, like, you know, when you get rich and famous, people start giving you things. And so I would wear it, but I would still feel sick to my stomach, I think.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I'm carrying, or jewelry, like I'm wearing $7.8 million in my ears, I feel like I'd die.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, something would happen to me.
All right, let's go to Jose. Jose, what is something you would not spend money on even if you were rich overnight?
Thank goodness Matt comes back Monday. The phone's been weird this week.
Hi, Jose.
Matt is our phone screener. We have somebody
rude.
Else.
Brad's doing us a favor filling in. I just told him what a great job he's doing.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
We actually think it's better when Matt's not here.
I sent him an email saying it's better when Matt's not here. Thank you.
We have to say that when one of us is out.
No matter who's out, we always say, oh, it's so much better when it's not. I mean, Brad's been great, though. Brad's been fantastic. All right, Jose, so other than the phone screening not up to par for you, what is something you would not spend money on?
Women or my wife still won't spend money, and she'll still have to work and do what women's supposed to do, go to work, and while I'll stay home and chill.
I'm really glad we waited for you to call in, Jose. I'm so glad. It's really worth it.
So even if you're rich.
I know it's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
It has. Where have you been? What have you been doing?
I had a friend that got killed in a car wreck. So
I'm sorry.
Jose. Oh, no.
Dealing with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Sorry about that.
Wait for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Sorry to hear.
No, it's very sorry to hear that. That's, yeah.
It's awful.
Always sad when somebody passes away, but especially when it's unexpected. Well, Jose, if there's anything we can do for you, let me know. Or let us know. I didn't say me. Let us know. I didn't mean to say me. Let us know.
Let us know. Jared's like, don't contact me.
No, don't. No, but seriously, let us know. And then also, yeah, keep calling in because you have a good sense of humor.
I mean, we've missed you. I have not missed your sexist comments, but I missed you.
So, Jose, you're saying even if you're rich, you'd make your wife still work so you can just be at home alone.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly right. That's what women are made to do.
to work.
Not your sexist comments.
Wow.
And I'm sure that his wife is not listening right now. Otherwise, she might be stabbing him.
I met his wife. She's super nice, but I think she's like, okay.
Uh-huh. Even I think that's sexist.
Yeah. When Jason says that.
Oh, Jose.
Lord.
What do you think about that?
I was trying to impress you, but whatever.
It was funny.